After that strong El Nino, the warming of the waters of parts of the Pacific Ocean, forecasters were expecting a strong cooling called La Nina. However, La Nina appears to be a big fizzle. In fact, as far as Pacific water temperatures,
right now, we're sort of on the edge between it being La Nina and neutral.
And Agriculture Department meteorologist Mark Busberg told us even if the water temps do stay cool enough to meet the La Nina definition, they may only stay cool for maybe a month or two.
Too short of a period to be officially considered a La Nina.
Now, La Nina usually means smaller crops down in Argentina and Brazil. Now, there may not be a La Nina, and Brusberg says, of course,
whatever happens down there is going to influence our markets. And right now, you know, we're looking at big crops coming out of Argentina and Brazil.
Not good for U.S. corn and bean producers, but if La Nina fades, it is good for farmers in the South. La Nina usually brings drought, which they've had, but without it, a return to normal rainfall patterns. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.